Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Thank you.
blackathlete.com.
Now we got the spirit that can never give in, with a heart that pumps stronger than 10 average men. It's something within, I was born to win. You can't hold me down, I'm a black champion. We had to fight for equal rights, on and off the court, and at the turn of the century, dominated sports for the love of the game. Endured the pain and fought through segregation, had to make a change. Jackie Robinson, first black man to get a deal in the major league, knocking home runs out the field. Led the whole lead in RBIs and steals in his first year. MVP rookie of the year, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, and Minnie Minosa. Paved the way for Reggie Jackson, Ken Griffey, and Sammy Sosa. Half of all MVPs in the history of baseball's been black athletes. That's why we excel in all our feats, cause we so deep, mentally, physically, and spiritually. So all I wanna do is thank my God, we work so hard, came so far, black athletes, superstars.
Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Now, basketball is my favorite of all sports, cause there's so many black athletes that ever bless the court. Will Chamberlain must be the most famous, scored 100 points in a game, and no one is do the same as Elgin Baylor, Bill Russell, and Connie Hawkins. Who's the best to play the sport, Dr. J or Michael Jordan? Played above the rim when they scored, hung in the air when they scored, made moves like never before. So all my black athletes, entrepreneurs, you open up the doors, you deserve a round of applause. The pigskin, the gridiron, where bodies be colliding, and the men must be made of iron. Where would football be without the great Jim Brown? Foster Payton breaking tackles and running for touchdowns. So if you ever had to stop him, it'd be crushing, because he still holds the records for the most yards rushing. Smooth with quick moves like dancers, Emmitt Smith, Tyrell Davis, and the great Barry Sanders. All I want to do is thank my God, who worked so hard, came so far, black athlete, superstar.
Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Jack Johnson, a heavyweight champion in 1910, fought the best of American men. And the fourth of the century took place on Independence Day, and the purse was 100 G's to pay. The most eagerly awaited event in American history, Jack Johnson versus Jim Jeffries. Nothing Frederick Douglass ever did, nothing Booker T ever did, shocked the world like this did. The great white hope came tumbling down, beaten and bruised and knocked out in the 15th round. Muhammad Ali, the greatest heavyweight champion of all time, at least he was in his mind. He gained the heavyweight championship a record 3 times and successfully defended it 19 times. The third youngest, the third oldest heavyweight champion. His career spanned the 7 presidents.
The eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory.
Charlie Stafford, the first black man to win the PGA, made it possible for Tiger Woods to play today. Althea Gibson, first black woman to win the Wimbledon. Arthur Ashe, Williams sisters, we love them through all of their trials and tribulations. Bad times we faced it and overcame the situation. Jesse Owens won 4 gold medals in the 36 Olympics, breaking records in 3 different events. And all the black women begin to dominate. In track and field, they was great in 1948. And a team full of black women won 6 medals and represented in the 52 Olympics. Thanks to William Rudolph and Elise Coachman, black women athletes slash postmen. Flo Jones and Jackie Joyner was terrific in track and field, the best black women that ever did it.
Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Jerry Rice,
Cunningham,
blackathlete.com.
These are the New England Informer magazine with Doreen Wade, CEO, Boston, Massachusetts. Michael Lewis Ingram from BASN and Soul Tree Radio in the Raw. Saturday afternoons and Wednesday nights on blogtalkradio.com. You can call 718-508-9216. That's 718-508-9216. Get your Canadian Philadelphia New York room on with the Soul Patrol. Soul Tree Radio in the Raw. May my second radio home, WCLM 1450, with Sports Talk by Cowboy Reggie and the Sports Talk crew. The little old mystery man on Saturday afternoon. He will make you smile, he'll make you laugh with music of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Listen to WCLM 1450 and WCLMRadioOnline.com. The heart and soul of Richmond, Virginia. Pat Freeman, the mighty Oba from WUFO, 1080 Buffalo, New York, young star Travis Singleton and his kicks for grades in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. If your kids are getting A's in school, then contact Travis on Facebook.com. Listen to Brother Anthony Johnson on The Anthony Johnson Show on Saturday at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern Time. Political food for the soul. Remembering Roland Rogers, CEO of BASN in New York City, and the family of BASN writers and broadcasters. Cannot forget the 707 and 609 for their support. Want to be a sponsor? Check in the Code Caravan email. You can email Gary and Gray at blackathlete.com or nars19@att.net. Join the Code Caravan, the Soul Patrol, Pad Nation, WCLM on Facebook.com. Please visit our website, www.blackathlete.com, and get a different look at the sports world. You'll be surprised at what you find. Call the Gray Leopard Code at 646-727-3649. That's 646-727-3649. Have a blessed day.
As we commemorate Sinead O'Connor, on the GLC, she told y'all 10 years earlier about what the county judge was doing. Y'all listen. See, people have great visions or ignored. People have great insight or blocked. People who have great wisdom are criticized. smash. You can smash. You keep it up. News of the week. Katie Ledecky, who is transgender, passes Michael Phelps in the World Individual Cup medals. The trans issue debate will come up again. And we'll see what it's going to change the field of sports. Katie Ledecky is just a pinpoint on the mountain. French swimmer Leon Marchand of France broke the record of Michael Phelps last Sunday afternoon. Two more members of the Baseball Hall of Fame were inducted. The Crying Dog, Greg McGinnis, and Scott Rowland of Philly. Congratulations to Greg McGinnis and Scott Rowland, great players of Major League Baseball back in the 80s. Turner Hornets, they are approved except for one vote against. You get it. The earnings. Jones Van Vandegate of Denver won the Tour de France, and it was a very quiet race in the Tour de France, and nobody in America took notice. Joe Vandegaard wins from Denmark. Monday, running backs have a conference call over the weekend, and guess what came up? The C word. Collusion. Can we all say collusion? On Monday, the Giants, the Cowboys, the Raiders did not sign their star running backs. And we will see how it goes as we continue the week. Ex-Sixer and now Brooklyn Nets, Ben Simmons get credit for service rendered, not playing one game in a year. Tuesday, Bronny James is in stable condition and a cardiac arrest after a workout with the Los Angeles USC Trojan basketball team. Michigan State head coach Jim Harbaugh made a 4-game suspension. They are now negotiating. It'll probably be either a 6-game suspension or a 2-game suspension. Based on how much power is by Michigan, as they already do. Boston Bruins captain Patrice Bergeron of the Patrice Bergeron retired her 19 years of service with the Boston Bruins will retire. As I said, the C word, collusion. As the New York Football Giants signed a deal with Saquon Barkley, the tag franchise, and it is real collusion. You sign your quarterbacks, and you don't sign your running backs. We are a lie. The right, same day, and signed quarterback Justin Herbert, a 5-year extension, was the highest paid quarterback on the planet. I mean, it just, it reeks. As anybody who defends it, you need to get your head screwed on. Because once they get his collusion, you have three of the top five quarterbacks and running backs not signed, but all the quarterbacks are signed. We get out of here. On Wednesday, the USA got lucky. Women's soccer team tied Netherlands going into the third knockout round. And this is going to be interesting. The University of Colorado is leaving the Pac-12 and rejoining the Big 12, which they were came from. The Pac-12 is now to 9 teams. And you don't hear the chatter you heard 4 years ago when the MEAC was out of 9 teams. The NCAA said, well, we need to cancel the MEAC. Well, when I say we need to cancel back then, and we all know why. USA, Netherlands games, the highest rated soccer games in the history of the United States. Meanwhile, the USA men's team won't even be in the World Cup this year. And they get paid for it, so we all don't have it, man. That's gone. Ryan J. leaves the hospital and most likely will not play for USC this year, and probably will play next year. And by redshirt, more tests we made yesterday. Ryan James and LeBron James was in the public at a restaurant. So Bronny is in good condition. Probably scared of that, but in good condition. After his cardiac episode. And a lot more kids these days are getting these cardiac episodes. In the NBA, the New York Liberty win this game. And the Liberty also won Wednesday night over that. The only three teams in the conference are in the league. The Liberty of the Connecticut Sun and the Vegas Aces, the only three good teams in the league. It will come down to those three at the end of the season. At the end of the month, the action, the PGA, last week in the Open, America, Brian Harman breezes the victory over South Korea Kim. 5-stroke lead, he got a early lead in the rain, and kept it going. This week in the Barracuda Championship in Truckee, California, and the 3M Championship in Minnesota, Audrey and Duncan lead by 4 strokes. Last week in the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational of Michigan in match play, Knight and Struggle went over Gaston and Dan in match play. That's Diane Knight, the cousin of Tiger Woods. This week in the Armani Iwan Championship in France. And we get to mid-season. Riding as Gundry, Lady Sinambusier, Lee's daughter, Betty, the bad getting and Japanese Yuka Sato and Naza Adago. My one stroke. WDA over the place. Noir open Hungarian Grand Prix and the 5 hour race over Italy. Swiss Open in Qatar and the Hall of Fame Classic in France. NASCAR, last weekend of Pocono Race Day and it rained. Danny Hamlin went aggressive moving last lap as he wins the Pocono Raceway. iPoint.com. What? This weekend in Richmond, Virginia for the Cookout 400. IndyCar. Last week they were at Iowa Humvee 250. Jeff Newgarden with the second in a row. They're off this week. Next week is the BMA. Big Machine Music Classic in Tennessee. Formula One, the Red Bull Verstappen team cannot be stopped. These guys have won 12 in a row. Verstappen has won 7 in a row. As the Red Bull team is crowning the championship for second in a row. Much of that point. And this week at the Belgium Grand Prix, in qualifying, Matt Bottas, of course, first place. But he gets penalized 5 grid points. And that could jeopardize his chance for number 8 tomorrow morning. It could cost him the 8th straight race in 2023. Lewis Hamilton gave a 4th place in practice yesterday. So the Mercedes-Benz team is fighting an uphill battle. They're in 4th place, but they got 10 races to go to get the Red Bull team. I don't think it's going to happen. So 2023 is coming to a close in the racing world. We got 2.5 more months, and racing season will be over in October, middle of October and November. That was really quick. I will take a break, come back after these words. We'll come back.
Are you ready, Boots? Yeah.
Republican candidates who run for president have a very strange history where they love to pine for the good old days. Many folks may not remember when Bob Dole was running for president. He talked about the America that we used to be, and he was reminiscing about how we need to return back to those days. Ronald Reagan did the exact same thing. Donald Trump ran with his Make America Great Again. And so whenever these things come up, I always get a big kick out of them because you sort of go, what America are you talking about? Is the same one we're talking about that we experienced? So, folks, a few days ago, Nikki Haley tweeted this out. Do you remember when you were growing up? Do you remember how simple life was? How easy it felt? It was about faith, family, and country. We can have that again, but to do that, we must vote Joe Biden out. Hashtag, I know what the hell this hashtag is, RTM 2023. Got 32.8 million views on Twitter. And a lot of people, you know, were commenting about this and commenting about how Nikki Haley clearly is brain dead, if you will, on these issues. And this is how Karen Hunter responded. She goes, when was this, the 1950s? My grandmother couldn't vote. The 1960s? My mother couldn't vote until 1965. 1970s? Ehrlichman under Nixon and flooding the black community with heroin. The 1980s, Reagan saying, hold my beer with crack. 1990s, Clinton with mandatory sentencing. When? Karen makes a great point. What was also interesting about this is that this is the same Nikki Haley whose daddy, let me say it again, whose daddy could not get a job in South Carolina, whose daddy had to go get a job. Matter of fact, let me just go ahead and just read this one here. Who gave Nikki Haley dad, who gave Nikki Haley's dad first job opportunity as a college professor when he immigrated to America? It was Voorhees College in Bamberg, South Carolina, historically black college, founded by African-American woman named Elizabeth Evelyn Wright in 1897. Of course, Nikki never mentions that. True point. And then Nikki doesn't mention, okay, her mama making dresses and largely the black clientele. Wajahat Ali tweeted, Nikki's own immigrant father experienced racial discrimination. She has talked about this, but apparently all is forgotten when courting the vote of racist. Sound about right and sound about white. When you start breaking this thing down, what often happens is these candidates, again, want to create this whole different other world that we had simpler times and things were wonderful. You know, Nikki, you're absolutely right. I remember when we could actually go to school and not get shot. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. The simpler times. The thing for me here, Rebecca, is these folks are delusional. And but the reason we have to deal with this is because, and again, this is what I lay out in my book, White Fear. What we're talking about here are there are largely white Republicans who hold the worldview. For instance, the Mercers who fund Breitbart. Robert Mercer actually has said and believes that the downfall of America began with the civil rights movement in the 1960s. There are people who actually believe that, oh, America, we were a great nation, a wonderful nation, before those women and feminism came along. We were perfectly fine until the blacks, until they got their rights. Now, what's crazy here with the Nikki Haley, she's pining for she talks about faith, family, and country. It was black folks who changed the law that led to the immigration bill that allowed her mama and daddy to come to this country. This same nation wanted to keep folk like Nimrod Haley out of America. The hell is she talking about?
You know, Nikki Haley is just as delusional as that white Baptist Southern pastor who's going viral now because he's talking about, oh, well, slaves didn't march in the streets. Slaves didn't go to Washington, D.C. and demand their rights. That's not what the slaves did. They built a church and they worshiped God and that got them out of slavery, right? She's just as delusional. And that's the lowest common denominator that she is actually campaigning towards. Because what Nikki doesn't want us to know is the small town in South Carolina that she was raised in was a segregated town. You had the black side, you had the white side, and it was separated by railroad tracks. She also doesn't want folks to know that she tried to participate in a pageant growing up. but instead was told, well, it's segregated. We got the white awards for the little white girls. We got the black awards for the little black girls. Which one are you going to choose, Nikki? So for Nikki to now act as if that racism wasn't where she was when she grew up or things were just A-OK, it is such a cognitive dissonance. I mean, that itself should disqualify her for being so disconnected from her actually lived experience. It's very sad. And it's also unfortunate when you have racial and ethnic minorities in this country who choose to cast their lot with those who are anti-black. And quite frankly, Nikki and Tim Scott are the latest examples of that.
I sit here and I watch this interesting little dance these folks do. I watch Scott, how they... just, they say things and you literally look at them going, girl, what you talking about? What America are you talking about?
Well,
and look, black folks, we had faith. We had family. We had country during Jim Crow, during lynchings. But it ain't like it was simpler times for us when we couldn't get jobs, couldn't eat, were attacked.
And we got the food scraps from the master's house, though. And we wouldn't have soul food if it wasn't for that rule. And I mean, this you got to be thankful for, right? I mean, I think Nikki Haley and Tim Scott, and even white politicians who run for office on the Republican side, I think... they're not just delusional. I think the black and brown people running on the GOP side have convinced themselves that this colorblind society has accepted them because they've reached a certain level, and therefore racism and oppression and racial violence hasn't touched them, nor can it, because they are either exceptions to the rule or the rule that should be. They've convinced themselves of this, and as a result, that's the story, because that's how they get elected. And they can convince white Republicans that it's okay to be East Indian. It's okay to be black from South Carolina, because I'm just like you. I just happen to be a little darker than you. They really believe an electorate is going to vote for them because it's okay, because we can identify with one another other than on the race piece. And I'm not going to talk about racial oppression and the history of black people in this country. And as long as I don't want to talk about it, then white America doesn't want to talk about it. So then I'm an acceptable Negro or an acceptable East Indian, and I want your vote. And if I get voted in, then the GOP can say, let's celebrate diversity, because this isn't Black Lives Matter. These are people of color who have pulled themselves up by the bootstraps and made the American dream work for them, and they can make it work for us, because other than that color issue, we're the same, and our experiences have been the same, and therefore it's okay to be the acceptable Negro, to be accepted and to be integrated into white people and to get their vote and to love America for all it is, not what it promised or its broken promises, but for what it's been to white America and our efforts to be just like them. Therefore, vote for me. It's complete bullshit.
Yeah, and it is by dear Robert. I understand you're trying to be aspirational, things along those lines. But don't be so stupid where you act as if we did not have racial terror in America.
Right.
Where we literally had laws that were targeting black people on the local, state, federal level, school board. I mean, we could go on and on and on, but the simpler times.
Lynching.
The simpler
times. They lynched us.
Robert, the simpler times in life.
Look, Roland, this is where I'm going.
When was life so simple for black people? Robert, go ahead.
Look, Roland, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go over to India. I'm going to run for prime minister there against Modi. I'm going to say, don't you miss the simpler times under British rule when there was a Raj that separated us? when they partitioned us between Pakistan and India and Bangladesh, when they stole all of our resources. Don't you miss the good old days of the monarchy, of the East India Trading Company, the East Netherlands Trading Company, where we had no rights and we were fighting for just simple humanity? Nobody would try this anywhere else. This is that Republicans tried to go back to this conceptualization of nostalgia. Nostalgia is a Greek word, meaning longing for home. This idea that time papers over all of the rough edges and all people will see is apple pie, baseball, picket fences, and their mom calling their name to the yard. That's why they call it the grand old party. They have old ideas. And it doesn't make any sense to be conservative if you ain't got nothing to conserve. Black folks are coming from a place where we don't have things we want to conserve. We want to progress and go forward. We want to go from where we were to where we don't want to go back to where we came from. I'm not trying to go back and be Jackie Robinson again. That doesn't sound like a fun administration to me. And I think Republicans are going to need to come up with better ideas, better thoughts, better plans. Nikki Haley was the UN secretary. Why the hell isn't she running on foreign policy? Why is she doing this whole nostalgia, you know, Betty Crocker, apple pie, baseball thing? It's not effective. It's not working. And then Tim Scott, of all people, you're running around here. Why would you debase yourself like that to be at 1% in the polls? Why would you be sauce-chewing across the stage to have 99% of Republicans saying, we will not vote for you? You have somebody who was impeached twice, who is currently facing 70 felony charges, and he is beating your ass by 50-plus points. Why would you sell yourself out for that? I can understand if you're winning, but let's say you're like neck and neck. I might win this thing. I just got to go sauce you a little bit. Okay, fine. Go do the little man tan, sleep and eat. No, you are doing all that now, and you are at 1% in the damn polls. Imagine you have already sold everything that you have, including your very blackness and your soul, and you get 1%, and you're still out there. It's a ridiculous idea.
Yeah, but Roland,
but this is all Scott. 20 seconds, Larry. Scott, 20 seconds, quick, go.
What are you black people so mad about? This country's been good to you all. Why do you always have to take the negative in America versus the positive? And these black people in the GOP are thinking about positive white America and not the negative. This country's been good to you all, and all you Negroes do is complain. What's your response to that, Roland?
Wow, I didn't even waste my time with one for that.
And that's where we are. Republican Party was la-di-da, Scooby-Doo, all that stuff too. Nikki Haley has got I give Nikki Haley a pass, but I ain't give Scott a pass. He knows better. Let's go back a couple of years. The 1970s. Republicans were doing fine. Republicans were gaining ground in the Senate House. And they elected Richard Bellows Nixon. What is Nixon do? This is the mentality of the Republican Party. Richard Nixon was told. He was told he would win by 20 points. What'd he do? He sent people to Watergate, Democratic headquarters of the Democratic Party. They get papers and dossiers and memos and recordings that we can win. So he won. Sound familiar? Go forward 10 more years. Ronald Reagan, Congress were winning. He wanted to make sure. I mean, this is the MO of everybody. And you black Republicans need to take yourself. I know there's no good black Republicans, I get it. But the majority of white Republicans don't like you. Don't care for you or get us. That's a drag in George D. Anyway, enough about politics. Women's World Cup. We had 7 new teams in the World Cup. Increased the field from 28 to 32. At the end of the first week, Jamaica ties France. Great game. Monday, the South Koreans had too many penalties. And Colombia wins 2-0. Scoring early in the first half. The Philippines got the first upset of the tournament. As they upset New Zealand 1-0 on Monday. Forward, Darina bowled a goal in the first half. Brazil down Panama 4-0. The highest score of the tournament, and Germany blows up Morocco 6-0. The highest score of the year. On Tuesday, Spain beat Zambia 5-0. Japan beat Croatia 2-0. Canada put Ireland out of the tournament with 2-1 and scored 2 in the second half. Wednesday, the Americans played 9-1 tie. And then scored early in the first period. And America had to catch up. Portugal defeated Vietnam 2-0. Nigeria beat another home team, Australia 3-2. But both home teams on the brink of an invasion in the knockout round. Thursday, Argentina come back for South Africa and tie 2-2. And last night, China beat 81-0. That's the World Cup. America will move on to the third round. One tie, one victory. Knockout round next week. Okay. This we got here, get the music, and then get out of here for the day. Get back with baseball scores. We'll get back. Next week, I can't believe it'll be all good.